From the Randolph Theatre in Toronto, the city that's doing its best to make Edmonton feel better about our crappy hockey team, it's the Irrelevant Show!
Who wants more waffles?
I do!
Kelly? Honey, did you want more?
I can't eat. With that thing right outside the window.
Just ignore it and eat your waffles.
Mom, how am I supposed to ignore?
Hey, killer whale. What do you want?
Hey, buddy. You don't mind if I just watch you guys, do you?
Okay, now look.
Kinda creepy, right? This is what it was like for me and my family last month when you guys went on that whale watching trip.
Look, I'm sorry if we made you uncomfortable, but if you don't mind, we're in the middle of...
Oh, sure. Yeah, don't let me stop you. You just carry on. I'm just gonna keep watching. Act like I'm not even here. Watching you.
Can we get rid of him?
Well, I don't know how. Who do we call? The police? An aquarium?
Just keep eating. You know, like we had to keep eating that seal while you stared at us.
Let's just do what he says. Here, have some more waffles.
Really good.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, that poor waffle.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it hard to eat when someone's yelling about how gross it is?
You were eating a seal.
What, am I supposed to make my family waffles? I'm an orca. Where am I gonna get free-range eggs? Oh.
But are you taking pictures of us?
Yep, posting them online. Maybe I'll throw a few motivational quotes under them.
Okay, you are being a jerk.
I also recorded your beautiful song. It's haunting.
Wait, what?
Yeah, when you were in the shower earlier, you were singing that Rihanna tune. It was almost like you were communicating. I'm gonna use that as background music for that yoga class I teach.
Are you done?
Almost. I'm just gonna throw some of my garbage into your home. Yeah. There. Yeah, that should do it. Okay, thanks.
Well, I'm glad that's over with.
Oh, hey! The next tour is here.
And here in their natural habitat, we see the eating rituals of a human suburban family. This may seem brutal and bizarre, but remember, these are creatures of instinct. This is the only way they know. Circle of life.
I hate nature.
Hakuna, etc.
Now it's time for Fun Toronto Facts with Carly Heffernan.
Fun Toronto Facts. Carly Heffernan's Fun Toronto Facts.
Hi, I'm Carly Heffernan with another fun edition of Fun Toronto Facts.
Fun fact.
50% of Toronto households have dogs, 30% have cats, 20% have fish, and 100% have raccoons.
Fun fact.
The official team sport of Toronto is giving up on sports teams.
Fun fact.
60% of coffee shops in King West are actually just well-lit dumpsters.
Fun fact.
Okay, speaking of coffee shops, Carly is not a hard name to write down or to pronounce. Know every barista in Toronto. It is not hard. Not tricky at all there, Skyla J. The name is Carly. I'm Carly Heffernan. And I'll be back later with more fun Toronto facts.
Fun Toronto facts. Carly Heffernan's fun Toronto facts.
Strikes me as passing strange that our Lord and Creator saw fit to place Adam and Eve in the garden utterly without garments or shame. Yet in this enlightened age, to shed one's clothing is considered the work of the devil himself. Kellogg Gilbert.
The year was 1845. Edgar Allan Poe had published The Raven, Texas was admitted to the Union, and Stephen Perry invented the rubber band. Meanwhile, in remote Canada, far from the prying eyes of society, a nudist colony was established on the shores of James Bay. Historian Philip Tunick.
The story of the James Bay nudist was so sensational that it's sometimes impossible to separate fact from rumor. We do know that in the 8th year of Queen Victoria's reign, England was becoming a highly repressed society. We know that 2 ships set sail from Liverpool in the spring of that year, and that on the side of one of those ships, someone had painted the words, "Get Naked." Kellogg Gilbert was their spiritual leader.
We have found our paradise on Earth, here on the shore of James Bay near the Moose River. There is much beach here, clean and pure and sparkling. I can barely wait to drop my trousers and set myself a scamper. Kellogg Gilbert.
The James Bay nudists were filled with hope in the early days. It was July, historically the warmest month of the year in James Bay. Both nature and humanity seemed to welcome them.
The Hudson's Bay fur trappers must be the happiest folk alive. They have permanent smiles affixed to their faces, and they're never in a hurry to part ways. Why, we even had a visit from a renowned explorer by the name of Sir John Franklin, Abigail McIntosh.
Our search for the Northwest Passage continues, but today we caught sight of another miracle. An entire settlement of men and women utterly unclothed. This nudism has awakened my spirit, and I intend to make it compulsory for all under my command. I'm sure the men won't be upset. Sir John Franklin.
For their part, the Cree people were befuddled by the nature-loving pilgrims. Oral tradition speaks of the strangers who lay in the sun like fat seals, with bums so white they scare the geese. But none could deny the new settlers were happy.
My dearest father, we have done it. We have found our new Eden. I hope you will put aside your stern judgments and your clothing and join us. All are welcome, and it is truly heaven on earth.
But when summer turned to winter, life changed for the intrepid naturists of James Bay.
Can a man die from chafing? How we shall all rejoice when spring arrives.
For 8 cruel months, the James Bay nudist endured the cold and darkness of Canada's north.
I am not proud to admit this, but the thought has crossed my mind. Why not put on some furs? It's so dark, no one would know. But I hold fast to my principles just as I hold fast to my fellow nudists for warmth.
And then, one day, the warm winds of spring offered new hope to the James Bay nudists.
We have made it. Damned winter could not break our spirits, could not bend our will, and now we shall relish the sweet breath of spring. The air fresh and agreeable, and holy bloody crap in hell!
The colonists went insane after 3 weeks.
For some, the James Bay nudists are a symbol of hubris. For others, they represent the cruel implacability of nature. But for me, the fate of the James Bay nudists proves once and for all that in Ontario, summer is worse than winter. Because in winter, you can dress for the weather, but in the summer, you are hooped. Hooped like Kellogg Gilbert and the nudists of James Bay.
Toronto Facts. Carly Heffernan's Fun Toronto Facts.
Hi, I'm Carly Heffernan with more Fun Toronto Facts.
Fun fact.
The average cost of a Yorkville woman's outfit is... she's not sure, but she's gonna check with her personal shopper and get back to me.
Fun fact.
Everyone in Leslieville is actually named Leslie.
Fun fact.
Torontonians have our own unique pronunciations. For instance, we say Torontonians, and people in the rest of Canada pronounce it.
Fun fact.
I mean, in Toronto, the baristas don't even say the names that are close to Carly. I mean, I could see Charlie or possibly Carla. Or even if you thought my first name was Carl and I was with another guy named Carl, so you needed the first letter of my last name, so I'd be Carl E. But Jarma? Charpie? I think they're just being jorks. I'm Carl E. Heffernan, and I'm just going to stand here until it's time to bring you more Fun Toronto Facts.
Fun Toronto Facts. Carly Heffernan's Fun Toronto Facts.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Randolph Theatre in Toronto as part of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival.
For free podcasts of Irrelevant Show episodes or sketches, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
If you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by an exciting new product.
I love my Kindle, but it's useless for pressing flowers. What if I feel like sneaking a little rock hammer into prison, like in the Shawshank Redemption? Forget about it. If only there was a product that offered the reading experience of the Kindle, plus flower pressing and rock hammer sneaking.
Now there is. Introducing Books.
Books, the amazing object with a million uses, such as...
doorstop, coaster, blunt force trauma weapon, fly swatter, spider mover, kindling, wobbly table stabilizer, wobbly chair stabilizer, wobbly uncle stabilizer, spatula.
And that's just scratching the surface.
Books can also be used to scratch almost any surface.
Thanks, other voice. Books can also be used as...
a pillow, a fan, something to practice kissing on.
Gather enough books and you can make...
a fort, an art installation, a bed for a drifter. A dividing line down the middle of your bedroom when it finally dawns on you that you want to divorce your spouse.
And here's the great thing. If you buy a book, you don't have to read it. Just carry your book around and you'll enjoy the amazing benefits. Benefits including...
people assuming you're educated and or British. Interested glances from high-functioning singles. Nods of approval from the elderly. Chatty weirdos on public transit not starting up conversations.
This amazing technology can save your life.
A book can stop a bullet if the book is really thick and the bullet is really slow.
Books. Think of it as a Kindle with a million more uses.
This episode of The Irrelevant Show brought to you by Books and the coalition of people who still own bookstores.
And now, please welcome something else a drifter can practice kissing on. Our musical guest, Mr. George Westerholm!
Well, thank you for that strange introduction.
You're welcome!
Now, I might seem like a regular sort of a fellow to you, an average Joe, a solid citizen. But I have a confession to make. I'm one of them.
Go to your window and peek through your shade. Grab your loved ones and be very afraid. Outside, the apocalypse is coming true.
You've got renters living next door to you. I'm a renter, homeowner beware. I'm always walking around in my underwear. I'm part human, part wildlife. Why don't you go back inside to your judgy wife? I'm a renter. Where are the renters here this evening? Yes! My people! Do we have some homeowners? Okay, sorry about the noise. We'll be just a couple of minutes and then we'll be done.
When I barbecue, I block out the sun. I'm either burping loudly or I'm horking up a lung. My lawn is overgrown, my garden's unkempt. The only plants I care about are in my basements. I'm a renter, follow the smell of weed. I'm a renter, and neighbor, you don't know where I've peed, but it's probably everywhere. And there ain't no fence that's high enough. No, there ain't no fence that's high enough to keep out our frisbees and cigarette butts. I'm a renter. I don't own a shovel or a rake, but I probably own more than one exotic snake. I'm a renter. Hey, dude, now I'm up on my roof, drinking beer and acting like a goof. Now I'm throwing stuff at my shed. YOLO, buddy, and then you're dead. Oh, wait, now it gets worse. Someone's brought over fireworks. What's the occasion? Let's just say it's Jack Daniel's birthday, 'cause I'm a renter. Does my sitting around drinking beer all day completely ruin your feng shui? I see you get your exercise by going out for a run. I get mine by yelling at my buddies all night long. Big ending now, 'cause I'm a... Sorry, officers, just one more note and we'll wrap this thing up. I'm a renter!
Fun Toronto Facts. Carly Heffernan's Fun Toronto Facts.
Hi, I'm Carly Heffernan with more Fun Toronto Facts.
Fun fact.
During TIFF, Toronto gets 200% thinner.
Fun fact.
100% of Toronto cars with vanity plates are parked in Forest Hill.
Fun fact.
I say it super clearly. Carly. Carly. I even get them to say it back to me when I give my order, but every single time... Hello?
Yeah, is this Carly Heffernan?
It is. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, this is Pascla, the barista you keep complaining about.
Pascla? Is that your name?
Yes. It's spelled S-K-Y-L-A. The Y is silent, and there's an invisible P at the beginning.
Wow. Pascla. Oh, I missed that by a mile.
Yeah. You and everybody else. It really hurts my feelings.
Hey, I'm sorry. I get it. I mean...
It doesn't feel like a mistake, you know? I feel like if they valued me more...
You're so right. I mean, you are so right. It's a sign of disrespect.
I feel like I deserve better.
You do deserve better. You deserve so much better. You are a great person.
Oh, you're the best.
I respect you so much, Pascla.
Thank you. Thank you. You are so kind, and I love your good, kind heart.
Oh, thank you. You know, next time I see you, I'm gonna buy you a coffee.
Oh, I'm gonna buy you a friendship bracelet, because you are a beautiful spirit, and I treasure you.
I just love you so much right now.
Oh, so, For the bracelet, I just want to confirm the spelling of your name. Is that Jarmel with a G or pajamas with a silent P?
Damn you, Pasclaw! Damn you to hell!
Fun Toronto Facts. Carly Heffernan's Fun Toronto Facts.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I found everything on the list. I'm just at the checkout now.
Did you get hummus?
Yep, I got everything. I got hummus, I got cheese, I got carrots, I got... Oh, shoot.
What?
Oh, I forgot crackers.
Well, you have to go get them.
Oh, honey, I just put all our stuff on the belt. The divider's up behind it, and Buddy behind me has already put down an onion. It's too late to go back.
You have to go get crackers right now.
I don't have time.
How the hell do you expect us to eat cheese at this party without crackers? You move right now while there's still time. Go, now!
All right, I'm on the move. Where am I going?
Talk to me, what do you see?
I see old people. Okay, just a bunch of old people in their, they're all reading yogurt labels.
That's the dairy aisle, get out of there immediately.
Oh, jeez, I can't, every old person in this aisle's got a cart. I'm boxed in.
Wait.
Come on, honey.
Yogurt, that's it. Toilet paper is one aisle over. It'll be nice and soft for you to land on.
Wait, what?
Dive through the shelf to your left.
But I don't know, honey.
There's only one way through this. Do you trust me? Do you trust me?
Yes.
Then dive, now!
Ah! Oh, God, you said it was going to land on toilet paper.
Would you have jumped if you knew you were going to land on spaghetti sauces?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Okay, I think I see a stock guy.
Ask him.
You, excuse me. Where do you keep the crackers?
Oh, hello there. Would you like to try a sample of our tangy jalapeno cheddar?
No. Sampler, disengage.
Okay, I'm clear. Wait, there's something here. This could be it. Rice crisps.
Crisps? That doesn't sound right. Read the box.
All right, fair trade, no trans fats, rainforest certified. For every box sold, blah, blah, blah. A dolphin afflicted by oily spills be taught how to read, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
You've walked into organics. They look like crackers, but it's a trap. They taste terrible, and we can't afford them. You need to turn and walk away very quickly. Ready? Go!
Yeah, okay. I'm at the part with all the chips and pop.
Do you see the deli section?
The deli? No, I see the butcher guy. Over there. I'm going.
Run towards the meat. At the end of the aisle, take a hard right.
Turning right. Okay, now what?
You should be standing right in front of the crackers right now.
I don't see crackers. I'm not seeing crackers.
Oh, they should be right there.
They're not here. It's cereal. It's all cereal.
Wait. Turn around.
Crackers. There they are. Yes! Turning around worked! You're a genius! Okay, wait. They're on sale. 2 for $5 or 3 for $9.
Don't start comparison shopping! Just grab the crackers and get out of there before it's too late. Move!
I'm going for it!
Godspeed, honey.
Okay, I'm past the organics. I'm past the dairy. That cheese is nice.
Would you like to try our fig reduction?
Honey, no samples! It's a matter of seconds. Go!
Excuse me. Yes, I was here first. Excuse me. I made it. Oh, thanks for saving my spot, onion guy.
It's okay. Cashier didn't know the produce code for bok choy. You had time.
Whew. Okay. And these crackers.
Sir, you're going to have to discard one of your items.
What's that?
This is the express lane. It's for 11 items or less. You have 12 items. For one of your items,
this ends now!
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gron,
Carly Heffernan,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Werken.
Live music by George Westerholm. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Carly Heffernan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson. And head writer, Neil Gron. The show was recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. Special thanks to Doug Doctor and Chris Jackson of CBC Toronto and Paul Snepps of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, an expert offers advice on how to be naked in the YMCA change room.
It's also important that we always try to be inclusive with our naked. Make sure you open it up to the crowd, but don't be boastful about it. Think of it as a card trick. This is the card. Everyone look at the card. Remember this card. Okay, I'm gonna slide this card back into my underwear. And now it's gone. All right. Good naked, everybody.
How to be naked at the Y, next week on The Irrelevant Show.